This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The nearly 7,000 Afghan refugees living at Fort McCoy were introduced to an American holiday tradition last week. The Madison Ballet did four short performances of the Nutcracker for the families. WPR's Courtney Everett was there to capture the excitement.
Dozens of Afghan parents and children sit inside a warehouse. Their eyes are drawn to the Sugar Plum Fairy, gliding across the stage in front of them. Some are even capturing the beauty with their cell phones. The performance was Jonathan Solari's idea. He's the CEO of the Madison Ballet. The idea came together in just 1 month. The joy around him reminded him of his time helping refugees in Greece in 2015 and 2016.
I had seen the families who were in this transitional space and how much joy engagement with simple arts and crafts brought them.
Solari called a friend with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs in Maryland and shared his idea. Then a collaboration was formed.
There's Department of Homeland Security, the Department of State, the Department of Defense, the Army, the Fort McCoy workers. It's been exceptional.
30-year-old Mushkan Karimi is one of the refugees amazed by the live performance.
What I seen here, it was more than what I accepted. That was really amazing.
Unfortunately, she watched the performance without her family.
No one is here with me. I'm alone. My family is in Afghanistan. It's been stressful since I came here.
Karimi has been at Fort McCoy for 3 months. Her cell phone broke while she was trying to navigate the chaos at the Kabul airport. It took her a while to hear whether her parents were okay.
Sometimes I'm thinking about it. I wish I never come.
The performance is a welcomed break for Karimi from her stressful situation. Some children living at the base never had seen dance before and even got to try it before the afternoon performance.
Okay, now we're going to try something different. We're going to go.
That's Madison Ballet instructor Juan Carlos de las Velas. He's teaching the children different ballet techniques, including twists and leaps. A few of Atikula Amadze's children beamed while they danced. He lives on the base with his wife and 7 children.
And every morning when we wake up, we appreciate that and we thank God that we are here safe and secure with our families. And there's not enough words that I can say that how grateful we are for that.
He and his family boarded a plane at the Kabul airport with about 380 other refugees. Now, he hopes to find work.
All I will try to find a job and send my kids to school. And obviously, I have to go to work to put food for my family on the table and whatever they need, I'll do for them.
His story, like so many other refugees, holds onto hope. Sisters Ariane and Layla Zafari understand what it means to leave Afghanistan in hopes of a better future. Ariane is a board member with the Madison Ballet and explains their father's family fled Afghanistan decades ago.
My dad had to walk on foot for weeks to get from Afghanistan to Pakistan.
12-year-old Layla is an angel in the Nutcracker and hopes that the performance is an inspiration to refugee families.
I'm happy that I get to perform for them, and it's like a sign to tell them to don't stop following your dreams.
Although the performance had to end, it was a short escape into dreamland for the families as they pursue new lives here. Courtney Everett, Wisconsin Public Radio.